Loveline. 1-800-LOVE-191. That's 1-800-LOVE-191.
Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. It's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Jennifer Schwalbach, and Kevin Smith are both here from Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back, which is out a week from this Friday on the 24th. It has tons and tons of funny people in it. Drew's just broken his microphone. All right. You'll be fine, Drew. And I don't know. I haven't heard any press on it or anything, but the commercials look funny and a lot of buzz, like I said, based on wearing the jacket.
Yes.
Living that
so
life.
So far, very, very nice. We got a really, really great review in Premiere. That was kind of cool.
That's great.
Yeah. Nice. And then most of the other reviews, I guess, break fairly soon. But we had a junket like a month ago, and the press there really seemed to dig it.
Oh, good.
Which I was taken aback by, because I really thought this would be the one they'd turn on us with.
Why?
Because it's not. There's no depth to it whatsoever. It's just a comedy for the sake of being a comedy. And after the last two movies, after Chasing Amy and Dogma, I the critics say things about it, like, he's living up to the promise he showed with Clerks. Uh-huh. And then suddenly we make a movie that is a quantum leap backwards and is more like the second movie we made, which nobody liked, Mallrats. Well, some people like the critics.
I like Mallrats. I saw Mallrats in the theater.
Did you? You and, like, two other people.
Yeah. Saw it in the Eagle Rock Mall with a guy named Gary Valvo.
The hell were you doing over there?
I was teaching boxing for a living out in Pasadena.
Was it that long ago, that film?
Yeah. 95.
Wow.
Yeah, 95, yeah.
6 years back.
And this guy was a pilot for Delta, and he didn't have anything going, and I was done teaching my class, so it was, let's go see Mallrats.
Is he an African-American guy?
No. Valvo?
Yeah.
No, he's a little Italian guy. Don't let black guys fly planes, Drew. You know that. Come on. All right, let's talk to Francis, who's 15. Francis?
What's up?
What's up?
What's up, Adam, Drew, Jennifer, and Kevin?
Hello.
That's pretty good.
I know, I feel included.
Kevin?
Yes?
What was your favorite movie to make?
All of them. Favorite movie to make? I think, actually, I mean, it's going to sound like I'm just pimping the new movie, but it was the recent movie, Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back. A lot of fun making it.
All right. And in Dogma, what do you have against Wisconsin?
Nothing. And in Dogma, there's a joke about Wisconsin being kind of hell on earth. It was just I needed the state that was right next to Illinois.
Although I got to say, I was in Milwaukee in February, and I couldn't help thinking, why did humans settle here?
Right. It was a cold and barren.
And windy.
It didn't look like that on Laverne and Shirley, right?
No.
You know, Shamil Shamazal looked like a lot of fun.
Yeah, a nice pizza parlor. And it seemed like a lot of good times. A big ragu would come in and lay down a number.
Exactly.
Big ragu. The big ragu was 5'5", by the way.
And Adam?
Yeah.
Can you either do some tambu or go out into the hall and see if you can get the security guard caught on?
No, that guy's not here tonight.
Yeah, our security guard that has a narcolepsy is not here tonight. We had a security guard. The guy's a big, heavy set guy, and he must have three or four daytime jobs because he sleeps on the sofa.
Right.
And
you feel secure, do you?
Yeah, I really do. I mean, this guy, in a way, he's just sort of like, he's like a hay bale. You dive behind him if the shooting started. It's like a sandbag.
Right.
And he snores, but it's sort of novelty snoring that only big husky guys can pull off. You know, that weird, just like cartoon snoring.
I'm familiar with that snoring.
You do that?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and it just takes a man of a certain carriage to be able to pull off that kind of snoring.
Yeah.
And he would do that, and so I decided to get a 20-foot extension on my mic, and I dragged it over there during the show.
Well, you crawled out on your belly.
I crawled over. Okay. It's really scary.
It's like a reconnaissance mission to get out there and catch him snoring.
Yeah, leave the mic.
You know what's weird? Why do you have such a fear of people that are sleeping? Like, I was on my belly. Like
creeping up to him and whatnot?
Yeah, I was crawling on my elbows.
They're ticking bombs, man. They wake up and take out who was ever nearest
to them. But you figure it'd take him a second or two to get oriented. I'd be gone by then.
Who are you? You're the guy on the radio.
You're shaming someone who's defenseless. Okay. And you maybe should be ashamed of yourself.
Because he doesn't process there's a mic arm? There.
Yeah. I think he was sleeping on his gun, so it would have taken him a while to retrieve it from the crack of his ass. But he was asleep out there, and I thought, I'm going to get the mic out there, and I'm going to put it next to him.
Right.
And I got as close as I could get to his mouth, and then I ran back in here.
Right.
And we just sort of checked with it throughout the evening. We'd hear him sawing logs. And the poor guy got fired, I think. Did he get fired, Drew?
And then he came back, though.
But he came back a year later.
Yeah, yeah.
And then he fell asleep again, so I decided to go back. And Drew was like, don't do it. You got him fired. And Drew started in with the, he's got kids. And I started in with, how is he going to learn a lesson and all this. And we couldn't get him the second time. He kept, like, rolling over.
You would imagine once bitten, twice shy kind of thing. But no, apparently not.
Now,
he's like, I got my job back. I'm finally secured again.
That's what I'm saying. He had a medical problem. He had sleep apnea.
He really made,
sorry for
made that. A lot of noise. And Tom Vu is a guy who used to sell real estate over the late night infomercial guy. I enjoy a lot. But you don't know Tom Vu?
Okay.
No, Tom Vu. No Tom Vu. Thank you. Mary?
Hello?
You're 24. What's up?
You guys are so awesome.
Oh, thanks.
Okay.
Yeah.
I am getting ready to marry my fiance of 6 years, and sex is great if we get off to a good start,
mm-hmm.
which is rarely. So I've tried everything from lingerie, novelties, anything you could possibly.
Hold on a second. Help me understand. First of all, I'm going to sort of question everything you say, because everything is great as long as we get off to a good start, which never happens.
Well,
so things are not great. Okay, what does off to a good start mean?
Well, you know, at least 5 to 10 minutes of good foreplay.
Okay, but you're doing these things to try to evoke him, to try to be more provocative, and that
right.
moves him along quicker. That's going to make him want to jump right past foreplay.
Well, and I've even tried to be more subtle, and it just, and he's bluntly told me that it's not something that, you know, he's not into it. He would just rather cut to the chase. And obviously for me, you know, there's chances that more than likely I won't even orgasm if we don't.
So you're talking about, like, making out, oral sex, and
yeah.
fondling and all that stuff, and he wants to get right to the intercourse.
Right. Well, and unless, of course, he's getting a BJ, and then otherwise.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, he's selfish, right? In other words.
Basically.
Right.
Make him work for it, man. Start
yeah,
wearing
absolutely.
A burlap sack.
And why
that'll
teach him. Why are you marrying this guy?
Well, he's a wonderful person.
Oh, we can see that. He's
very caring. Yes. Very generous.
Yeah. No, he really is.
No,
he
he's
really
not.
Is.
Nah, don't lie.
No, he's not.
I think what it is, too, is his sex drive is like tenfold mine.
Yeah.
And so it's I have a hard time keeping up with him.
Well, he
and
needs
I've
to take care
of him.
To what?
And I've told him that if I got a little more foreplay, it would be all that much better, but...
Right.
Again, you're going to be very clear with him. He may have to masturbate himself, take care of himself.
All the time.
Is he a sex addict?
He loves sex. I mean, I imagine every guy does. And
yeah, but sometimes it can become a problem. It's starting to have consequences here. I mean, that's... No,
but as a guy who loves sex, he should understand how to get sex and how to get more sex, and he should put his time in with the foreplay.
But
right.
6 years,
or get more sex.
Yeah, I guess maybe he assumes he put his time in.
I have right. no problem getting sex from him. It's just getting at least those 2-3 minutes to get me jump started.
Yeah, Mary, you've got to be more realistic about what you're dealing with here. You've denied every time we've tried to make you look at things through the prism of reality. You've said no, it's not so, right?
Yikes.
Yeah, it's things are great, except they're not. He's a wonderful guy, except he's not. Be more realistic about what you're dealing with here and assert yourself very, very clearly and create consequences if he doesn't comply, if he's not willing to have reciprocity in your relationship.
Okay, but it doesn't make sense to me to be like, well, I'm not giving you sex unless you can give me foreplay. I mean, I like the sex once we get into it far
right
enough.
You don't like the idea of having to threaten him to
right.
not
I mean,
be selfish
you don't want
right.
to use sex as a weapon
right
as pep in a tour with
that's
him.
Right
yeah. which is an appropriate and healthy thing not to do that
right.
but it's also not healthy to let your needs just fall by the wayside
that's
right
that.
And you better
no
take care of this before you get married and have kids and because as we know hell is for children another Pat Benatar added all right
all
and
right.
actually if you listen to the song hell is for hell at the end, which is sort of redundant.
If you can get through it, yeah.
Oh, how dare you? That's a big karaoke number for me. I almost start crying when I talk about the tell grandpa you fell off the swing. You know that? Oh, it's a great line, Drew. It's about child abuse. Very heavy. Brings the room down, but it's a powerful message, I say.
Great karaoke number.
Right after He's So Fine, I come right in with Hell Is for Children. All right, we'll take a little break. We'll be back.
Love Line will be right back. So get your problems ready.